Just how much carbon is released in the production of clothes that are never actually worn? That's the question asked in a survey by Global Cool. Their executive director is Caroline Fines.
On average, about half the clothes that people buy simply never get worn at all. It's particularly acute with clothes that are bought online. And we found that across Britain as a whole, just over £11 billion is spent per year by women on clothes which simply never get worn at all. So that's for each individual woman, that's on average £470 that we spend on things that we literally never wear. So we're in a recession. This is completely insane behaviour. And what's interesting is that the survey showed us this. And when you talk to individuals, you know, I've spoken to quite a number of friends about this, people recognise it. And a lot of those clothes end up in the bin. So they go straight to landfill, and there's greenhouse gases that come out of the landfill process. But there's also greenhouse gases that were emitted in the production of those clothes. And a really staggering figure is that 40% of women said that one of the reasons that they just bin their clothes is they don't know what else to do with them. Either they never get around to doing anything with them, or they just don't know what to do with them. And so what we're wanting to promote is a better way that women can use those clothes, which is by holding a swish, which is a party. So you invite your friends, you have a party, you have some drinks, da-da-da. Everybody comes and they bring a few items of clothing that they no longer want, but they will be proud to hand on. And you get some drinks, you have a look at the clothes that everybody else has brought. And then when the swish opens, you know, on the count of three, you basically grab the clothes that you like. And so it's a fun way. You see your friends, you have a party, and you get a free outfit.
Now, I'm surprised that people turn around and say, I don't know what to do with them, because to me, charity shops and eBay seem like the obvious solution to clothes that you don't want.
Well, that's what people said. That's what people said to us. And we think that one of the great advantages of swishing is that it's a really fun thing that people can do. And I think perhaps one of the barriers is that people just don't get round to taking things to the charity shop, or they don't get round to putting things on eBay. But, you know, people are pretty good at getting round to seeing their friends and organising parties. So, which is why we're seeing a big increase in the amount of swishing. And to help people to have a swishing party, there are some tips and instructions on our website on globalcool.org about how to organise a swishing party.
And what sort of impact do you think particularly these clothes that are not being worn are having, as in how much carbon are they emitting and things?
Well, it's an enormous amount. I mean, we found that the carbon that's emitted in the production and transport of clothes, which literally never get worn, is more than the emissions that come out of every single house in Wales in a year. So, you know, two-thirds of the carbon emissions that an individual person controls come straight out of their house. And obviously Wales is a pretty big place. And so the carbon emissions is just enormous. And as I say, this is all completely needless. It's all completely needless. All that we would have to do to save those emissions is just to think a bit more before we buy clothes. Think about them in terms of their environmental impact, as well as just the cost and whether we'll wear them.
And when you say think about them in terms of their environmental impact, I mean, how would I know what the environmental impact was?
Well, it's true with anything that you buy that's been manufactured. The energy has been used in the production of that thing, the table, your jumper, your house, your kettle, anything. And so I think if we get used to thinking about any object as having, people talk about embodied carbon or the sort of shadow carbon of that item, and we need to think about the impact that that object will have had, both in terms of the carbon to make it and in terms of the energy to destroy or recycle it. We need to think about that element as well as the financial cost to us.
And do we have any idea why people buy so many clothes and then just don't wear them?
Well, there's quite a lot of theories about that. I mean, one of the things the survey showed is that the clothes that are bought online are much less likely to get taken back. So people who are buying online are twice as likely to not take something back as people who buy in store. And maybe that's because it's difficult. Maybe that's because it leads more to impulse purchases. Maybe it's because prices are lower. And in many ways, that's obviously to be celebrated. But it means that the carbon impact, we think of the full impact as being manifest in the price. And we think that that's actually not true.
That's Caroline Fines.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.